This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans, Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. The Q&A is one of my favorite things to do every week because I get to talk to amazing RFR VIPs. And this week, we have returning to the RFR Q&A, RFR VIP Marty. Hey, Marty.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, man?
Good, good. I'm glad to have you back. Primarily because last time we talked, we talked a lot about Clone Wars. We talked about Revenge of the Sith. And with the new Ahsoka series out, the first thing I've been talking to every Star Wars fan I see is, what do you think of the Ahsoka series?
Yeah, it has been great because seeing the whole evolution of Ahsoka, how she was, you know, as a kid, she's all excited. She's peppy. She has a bunch of stuff happen during Clone Wars. Then Rebels, she dies for all intents and purposes at one point, and then comes back, and then kind of has a little bit of a stick up her butt at the beginning of the whole show, and then you see her smile. So I am loving it. It's been a wild ride because I love Ahsoka, and seeing the Clone Wars flashback, oh, that got me. That got me. When that first clone trooper ran through the smoke, and you see Kid Ahsoka, that was exciting. And seeing Hayden back as Anakin again, I knew he was coming back, but I didn't know to what extent.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just seeing all of it just unfolding, I'm just excited to see where it goes. It has been wonderful. My roommate's calling it a little bit slower paced. Even with the last episode, he was kind of like, what actually happened? I'm like, this is some character development right here, right? So I had to kind of calm down and coolly say that before I just cried about it. But I'm loving it. It's great.
You wept. You openly wept.
I cried when I got a little emotional when Anakin showed up at the end of episode 4.
Oh.
Just whenever you hear the hey snips, I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening. So yeah, it's been great for my Revenge of the Sith love and my love of Clone Wars. And
yes,
it's all been great. And I can't wait to see, I'm hoping to see Thrawn on Wednesday because I watch it Wednesday.
I've heard that. I think that's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him. And just to see what happens next, because I think it's like you guys have said on the show, it's building towards the Filoni film with Thrawn as the big bad. So I want to know the stakes that we're up against here. Why is Thrawn such a big threat like you guys talked about? Cause I've seen Rebels and read the books, but he's just a guy.
He doesn't seem to be like of the status of the Emperor or Darth Vader or even Tarkin for that matter. So I want a reason to fear this guy. And yes, he's cunning. He's smart, but I mean, you know, just because he can look at like a piece of pottery from some civilization and figure out like their weaknesses and stuff doesn't mean that he's the end all be all when it comes to the Empire coming back. I thought Moff Gideon was doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, he had an army. He had a clone army ready to go.
Yeah, he was up to all sort of nefarious things there. And he was maybe a little too twisted and too self-centered, though.
Yeah.
To lead the Empire into a greater, glorious future.
I think he had a little bit of a mental snap after getting arrested by the New Republic. Again, if he did the first time, but...
Yeah. And he seemed, you know, being sadistic doesn't rule you out of being a good Imperial ruler in any way, shape, or form. It almost enhances it for you. But he was almost too much on the other end of...
Right.
Of sanity.
Do you think we might see him pop in at all again? Because Giancarlo Esposito is a big name actor.
Yeah.
What do you think of like a, if this is running parallel